the right side for the broken down vehicle. Also, Route 7 between the Loudoun County Parkway and 28. Watch for the crash with response taking the left side in both directions. If you're on the Beltway in Maryland, now it looks like we have a problem on the outer loop at University Boulevard. The crash in the left lane. Delays already from New Hampshire Avenue trying to get past University. Then it looks good headed toward Connecticut Avenue. Southbound 270 has the delay off of 70 and 15 headed on to southbound 270 toward 85 with nothing reported in the roadway. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Partly sunny by afternoon, but this morning clouds. It is definitely much milder in the 50s, and a few spotty showers could cross our area through the first half of the day as a cold front works its way through. The cold air, a little slow to move on in. That's why we'll make it in the mid-70s through the afternoon with those winds. By this evening, though, the cooler air starts to really settle in. We're back in the 40s tonight. A chilly start to your Thursday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Highs only 60. That's a chilly day for sure. By Sunday, we'll be near 80, so just hang in there. It does get warmer eventually. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have a big batch of rain moving out of Calvert and Charles counties. It's now 58 in Hyattsville, 59 in Herndon, 60 in Foggy Bottom.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
a brawl at National Harbor moves lawmakers into action.
The Senate approves a massive foreign aid package.
If you take toll roads, the FBI and Virginia say you need to be aware of smishing. I'm Mike Murillo.
Just how bad is the air we breathe in the DMV? I'm Sandra Jones.
Good to be with you this morning. It is now 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hundreds of protesters demanding a ceasefire in Gaza were arrested last night near Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's home in Brooklyn. They called it a Seder in the streets. Among them, Catherine Stern.
All of the Jews that I know and love, my family and friends, are all horrified by what the Biden administration is doing. And so I worry that he's losing a lot of support.
Columbia University has extended a midnight deadline, giving demonstrators another 48 hours to move their encampments from campus. Last night in Washington, Senator Schumer presided over a bipartisan vote approving more than $95 billion in aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's time to reaffirm some basic truths. Alliances matter.
Tucked into that legislation, a potential ban on TikTok if its Chinese owner doesn't sell. CBS News legal contributor Ian Schur.
There are a lot of concerns in the tech industry that even though this is going to help American companies by taking out a potential competitor, it could also create new tools for the U.S. government to clamp down on free speech just by citing national security concerns.
The Federal Trade Commission has issued a ban on non-compete clauses that prevent employees from working for rival companies. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The FTC voted 3-2 to approve this rule, and it could go into effect in 120 days. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is now saying they are going to sue the FTC. They say that this behavior is unlawful, and it's going to constrain American businesses in a way that's not good.
The commission says getting rid of non-competes would help create jobs, raise wages, and increase competition. Almost a dozen more couples in California are suing the Ovation Fertility Clinic. They claim workers implanted would-be mothers with embryos that had been exposed to deadly amounts of hydrogen peroxide. Brooke Berger and her husband have been struggling to get pregnant for the past 2 years.
We still don't know exactly what happened to our embryos. These were our last two embryos that they destroyed. And we shouldn't have to hire lawyers to find out what happened to them.
This will make you think twice about your bowl of breakfast cereal. Federal regulators say samples of pasteurized milk from around the country have tested positive for inactive remnants of the bird flu virus from infected dairy cows. They say they do not pose a threat to consumers. S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on a Wednesday morning, April 24th. We're at 59 degrees. A chance of showers this morning. Highs later, mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour, a melee at National Harbor involving dozens of teens last weekend has spurred the Prince George's County Council to take immediate action. It's now passed emergency legislation creating a path for targeted youth curfews. The bill allows the police chief to designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of commercial property owners. On Saturday at National Harbor, about 100 teens gathered around a fight before scattering when police arrived. A more general juvenile curfew law has been on the books in Prince George's County since 1995.
Do you ever use toll roads? If so, WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us both Virginia and the FBI are alerting about a new scam you need to be aware of.
The scheme doesn't use emails like a phishing scam. Instead, it uses text messaging. The scam is known as smishing, and the latest one involves text telling you you have unpaid tolls, and without clicking on a link, you risk paying a big late charge.
That link usually sends you to a bad place where if you provide information, it's going to be a bad outcome.
David Cottle heads up tolling operation for Virginia's Department of Transportation, and he says with toll operators in the state, they will send you text messages, but they won't ask you to click on a link.
And we basically say, hey, your account's running low.
The FBI has received more than 2,000 reports of the scam in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
It doesn't seem to be hitting Virginia residents yet, but we're trying to get in front of it just to create that awareness so, you know, they're not caught off guard.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
We have more information and an example of the scam text at WTOP.com.
Our air quality here in the DMV is apparently among the worst in the nation. That is according to a new report from the American Lung Association. WTOP's Sandra Jones has more.
The DMV gets an F grade when it comes to the quality of air we breathe every day.
We are better than we were last year. What we recognize is that there is more attention to lung health than there ever has been, especially after COVID.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association says the report is based on the amount of clean air days compared to the level of exposure to particle pollution and unhealthy ozone pollution. He also believes those Canadian wildfires that spread into the DMV may have played a role. His advice for those affected by pollution?
You kind of enhance the use of masks just when you're going outside on some of those days where it's worse. If someone does feel as though their underlying emphysema or asthma is getting worse, contact your physician early.
Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
In Baltimore, work continues to remove what's left of the Key Bridge. And in a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan reports on what the Maryland Port Administrator says about what the future holds.
Whatever the configuration of the new Key Bridge in Baltimore, there will be consideration to the types of ships that move through the channel. Jonathan Daniels, executive director at the Maryland Port Administration, explains the push to get the channel back to its 50-foot depth.
We are one of the deepest ports on the East Coast. We're very, very fortunate. It allows us the opportunity to bring in the larger vessels.
The design for the new Key Bridge hasn't been settled on, but Daniels said,
if you have 50 feet in the channel and only 45 feet against the dock, or against the berth, you're relegated to 45 feet. And so all of that needs to be taken into consideration in regards to the design and what the specifications will look like moving into the future.
And Daniels, who's only been on the job in Maryland for about 3 months now, said Baltimore's resolve to come back from the tragedy is undeniable.
You know, one of the reasons that I am here is the strong maritime community, the sense of camaraderie amongst the maritime community.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up, your next house could be built by a 3D printer. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Whether it's cancer, a heart condition, or another health issue that requires specialized treatment for you or a loved one, one expert is never enough. At Inova, we offer comprehensive and compassionate care from world-class experts working together across a wide spectrum of medical specialties. Learn more at inova.org/specialties.
608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic. traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Rita Kessler's in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And boy, we got busy rather quick. At 5 o'clock hour, we were dealing with a few delays. Now we've got quite a few things going on. 95 in Virginia and Fredericksburg. Things looking a lot better. You are slow crossing the Rappahannock, but the work has been picked up. Now, there had been reports of a crash taking the shoulder of both the main and local lanes in the area of 17, so that may be drawing a little bit of attention, but the work zone should be completely picked up. Then you're finding the volume at 610 Garrisonville Road from Dale City into Woodbridge. Then it's good into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound 66 inside the Beltway between the Dulles Connector Road and Westmoreland Street. Keep an eye out on the right side for a broken down vehicle. Eastbound outside the Beltway, you're starting to slow out of Manassas towards Centerville. So near the Manassas rest area, trying to make your way into Centerville. Route 7 between the Loudoun County Parkway and 28, the left side blocked in both directions with the crash. Also, Duke Street in Alexandria near Reynolds Street, the left side is blocked both ways. With that crash, we finally found out what's going on 270 southbound. Thanks to callers for letting us know. Southbound near 85, it is just a single right lane getting by that crash. So you have delays coming off of I-70, and you also have the delays coming off of 15. Now, southbound on 15, after 144, it looks like there may be a wreck, and then you see the delay trying to head on to southbound 270. Once you get past the crash, everything looks good all the way to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. But on the Beltway, the outer loop delays are now from 95 toward University Boulevard. The left lane is blocked with that crash. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Through the morning, at least, a couple of showers could pass across the area as a cold front works its way through. But the cold air will hold off. Temperatures milder this morning in the 50s. We'll look for partly sunny skies and breezy conditions. Any shower chances diminish by afternoon. That's when we'll see temperatures well into the 70s. So it'll be mild with that breeze. Overnight into the 40s, skies will be clearing out a little bit, but then some more clouds roll in tomorrow. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on your Thursday. A bit chilly. Highs on either side of 60 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
A larger batch of rain is now making its way out of parts of Calvert and St. Mary's counties. 57 now in Gaithersburg, 58 in Arlington, and 57 in Lanham. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
610, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. 1 in 5 workers nationwide is subject to a non-compete agreement, which companies have used for years to prevent employees from taking jobs with a competitor in the same industry. Now the Federal Trade Commission has moved to ban those agreements in a decision that could affect over 30 million people. The agreements usually affect high-level executives, but in recent years have spread to lower-paid workers, including security guards and sandwich shop employees. The public has 60 days to submit comments.
A new printer being hailed as a beacon of innovation may be a game changer for the real estate industry. The world's largest 3D printer has already created a house that can cut construction time and labor. Now an even larger one could create entire neighborhoods. The machine revealed yesterday at the University of Maine combines robotics with new sensors, high-performance computing, and artificial intelligence. With a shortage of both affordable housing and workers to build them, the university wants to show how homes can be constructed nearly entirely with a printer.
Neat. Still ahead here on WTOP, a big show comes to our area this summer, and tickets go on sale today. 6:11.
Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Coming up, one of the biggest nonprofits in the U.S., which is based right here in our area, is facing a lawsuit after accusations of sexual harassment. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops, and Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
Tickets go on sale today for New Kids on the Block at Merriweather in August. I can hear the screams already. WTOP's Jason Fraley caught up with longtime group member Joey McIntyre.
Step by step, ooh baby.
We are excited. We have a new album coming out May 17th. And, you know, of course, we play all the hits from back in the day. So it's a good mix of then and now.
Joey McIntyre says their doll collecting fans have now grown up and bring their kids.
Our fans' parents was the first generation of parents that did anything for their kids. They would drive all over the place. They would buy the tickets. They would wait outside. Like, their parents didn't do that for them. But our fans' parents were unbelievable. So now we have three generations in the audience, and it's fun. You got to be at a certain point in your life to look back at all the nostalgia with an open heart.
New Kids on the Block rock Merriweather on August 16th. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
The August show also features Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Okay. I got to say, even if you don't care for Paula Abdul's music, her dancing is fantastic. Great choreographer. You can hear the full conversation on WTOP's Beyond the Fame podcast.
A former chief marketing officer at Alexandria-based United Way Worldwide plans to file a $12 million lawsuit against the charity today. WTOP has learned from sources familiar with the suit that Lisa Bowman will claim she was harassed in a hostile work environment by a male colleague repeatedly making inappropriate comments about her looks and the clothes she wore. Bowman claims when she reported the incidents to HR, she was retaliated against and eventually fired. CEO Brian Gallagher stepped down in 2021 after allegations of harassment and negligence were reported within the organization. WTOP is seeking comment from United Way.
It's not just work computers that can see your every step. The Wi-Fi can track personal use as well.
Today, a PSA if you use a computer at work. Your boss can see everything you're doing online. I'm Kim Commando for Keeper Security, the password manager you can access from any device. Get a personal or family plan for $17.50 your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Do you sometimes sneak in online shopping, checking your social media, or even looking for a new job while you're in the office? If you're using office Wi-Fi, your boss can see it all. Same goes for your personal phone, if it's connected up to the office Wi-Fi. Now, what about working from home on the work laptop? You're still not off the hook. Even at home, if your work laptop connects to your company's network, your online activity may still be visible. Plus, some company-provided laptops have a keylogger installed. They see everything. Want to keep your browsing private? Use common sense. Avoid using work Wi-Fi for personal browsing. No online shopping, gaming, job searching, or anything else. Just do your work. And to get ahead at work, you need Tech Smarts. You can get it for free with my free newsletter at GetKim.com.
Here are the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
We're getting reaction to the Senate's late-night approval of a massive foreign aid bill that will help several countries, including Ukraine.
And a melee at National Harbor spurs some emergency legislation.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
Now 6:18. And we have traffic and weather on the 8s in a busy early traffic center. Rita Kessler.
You're not kidding. Right now, let's start out on the Beltway in Maryland. The outer loop already slow off of 95 and before 95 headed toward University Boulevard. Now, the good news is they managed to move the crash over to the shoulder, so it's no longer taking any lanes. Travel lanes are available to you. Coming out of Frederick is a bit of a trouble spot now with southbound 15. We found the crash there after Patrick Street exit 13. Only a left lane getting by the wreck, so that's a delay. Then you find it slow coming off of 15 and I-70 on to southbound 270 toward 85. At one point, it was a right lane getting by the wreck. However, the delay looks like it's easing back a bit, so they may have managed to move that one out of the roadway. Once you get through there, everything looks good all the way to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. Southbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway, a little slow out of Greenbelt, trying to head toward the Good Luck Road overpass. In the district, inbound New York Avenue, delays from South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Southbound DC 295 slows from Burroughs to East Capitol Street. No problems along I-295 or the Suitland Parkway. Blair Road between Aspen Street and Butternut Street. You're under police direction. A crash brought down a pole in the roadway. In Virginia, northbound 95, your delays through Fredericksburg have eased, so that's good news. You do have the delay Dale City into Woodbridge and in Lorton. Route 7 between the Loudoun County Parkway and 28. The crash cleared. The lanes are open. You may still find some delays. Duke Street near Reynolds Street in Alexandria. The left side blocked both ways with the wreck. And eastbound 66 between the Connector Road and Westmoreland Street. Keep an eye out on the right side for a broken down vehicle. Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check that forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Starting off much milder this morning in the 50s, some scattered clouds around as well. We could see a passing shower or two at any point up through around midday as a cold front continues to work its way across the area. Otherwise, we'll look for a partly sunny afternoon with some breezes picking up. Temperatures could get well into the mid-70s, so even milder than yesterday. You'll just notice a little bit of that wind. That wind calms overnight with temperatures slipping into the 40s. 40s chilly start to your Thursday. Otherwise, look for a mix of sun and clouds on your Thursday afternoon. Highs only on either side of 60 degrees. It's definitely going to be a chillier day, by about 10 degrees below average. Friday back to some sunshine, upper 60s. More clouds Saturday with our next front, but it brings in milder air, mid to upper 60s. By Sunday, get this, we could be in the low to mid 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
That rain is mostly moved out. Some light rain showing up on radar in southern Calvert County and southern St. Mary's County. It's 58 in Reston, 58 in Bethesda, and 61 on the National Mall, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
It's 621.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbage of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. Every weekend, home improvement stores are filled with people braving long checkout lines, determined to tackle that project that will make their living space more attractive, pleasing, and perhaps increase its potential value. The do-it-yourself demographic features many who are accomplished carpenters or craftsmen. They simply follow directions or their own intuition to build something beautiful. But in our spiritual lives, going it alone does not work. Jesus reminds us that He is the vine, our strength, and we are the branches. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. Our Lord asks only that we give Him our best efforts, sacrifices, and hard work, and that we trust that He will use these gifts in miraculous ways to bless and transform our lives, if only
we stay attached to the vine.
Bring AI to your data with TVAR Solutions and Dell Technologies. Accelerate from possible to proven with our innovative tech, expert services, and partner network. Experience top AI performance and simplify with cutting-edge tech for generative AI. Data fuels artificial intelligence and generative AI. Quality and quantity matter. Generative AI transforms organizations, boosting productivity, cutting costs, and delighting customers. With TVAR Solutions and Dell, you're not just embracing the future, you're shaping it. Learn more at tvarsolutions.com/DellAI.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. A man and his young daughter are in the hospital this morning after being shot in D.C. Police say around midnight, a fight broke out between the father and another person on North Capitol Street in Fort Totten. That's when the suspect opened fire, hitting both the man and his four-year-old daughter. Both are expected to be okay. The suspect has not been identified, but an investigation is underway.
This is National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and it promotes the many services provided by the criminal justice system. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander heard from both a victim and a victim rights advocate at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia.
This is a cycle that you're caught in. It's going to end one of two ways. You're going to end up dead, or he's going to end up dead.
Sean Slade is a victim witness program specialist for the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he has dealt with a lot of domestic abuse cases.
One in 3.5 women are either in an abusive relationship or have been in an abusive relationship.
Now, Sean is part of the Victim Witness Assistance Unit.
We can make referrals for counseling, food, transportation. We also pay for all moving expenses to include storage fees.
Valisa DeCostas received a help from the unit, and she still gets emotional talking about her advocate, Tracy.
It wasn't like a job to her. It was more like a passion.
Lisa says she's now in a better place, and she credits the U.S. Attorney's Office.
And I stand with my head high, and I say, I am a survivor.
Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston is minus that cap sweater now.
No, or the hat. I mean, yeah.
It didn't work.
I thought it would work.
Yeah, I know. It was worth a shot.
I didn't know, man. 80% of the time, it might not work. NHL playoffs first round game 2. Capitals lose 4-3, getting two of their goals from the power play after going 0-4 in game 1. Coach Spencer Carberry.
Yeah, it was a little bit better. We give up the shorty. O turns that one over, which is a really, really difficult goal to give up. But it definitely was better than game 1. We mixed some personnel around. We even changed off the first. We changed the personnel.